Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
We can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Celebrate America's 250th with Dish. For a limited time, get an extra $250 off when you sign up. Call 888-ADD-DISH or visit dish.com today and use code DISH250 to claim your $250 savings. That's 888-ADD-DISH. Offer ends August 12th. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The prosecution convicted Alec Murdaugh the first time by spending 2 weeks building a portrait of a desperate man drowning in financial crimes who killed his wife and son to buy himself a little breathing room. The Supreme Court just told them that they can't do that again. At least not that much. Just lay off a bit. Meanwhile, the defense is teasing new evidence, an unknown DNA profile, and a full alternative suspect strategy. The question isn't just what the two trials look like side by side, how different they're going to be or similar. It's whether the state's case survives without the scaffolding that held up the first time. Joining me to discuss is attorney Eric Bland, host of Anything But Bland and a co-host on Cup of Justice. Eric, welcome. Let's talk about some of the things that Harputlian has said recently, and obviously, mm-hmm. you know, he's representing his client. He's going to make the statement he's going to make, saying that they've uncovered additional evidence and need subpoena power to develop it. Of course, I know.
That's the civil case.
You've been inside the case for years. I mean, what could they have that's genuinely new in your scope of knowledge here?
Well, Dick said that they were going to prove who the murderer was before the first trial, and that never happened.
It rang, OJ.
It rang a lot like OJ, you know, who said he was going to spend the rest of his life finding out who killed Ron and Nicole, and it turned out he spent the rest of his life on a golf course. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were a little suspect of Dick saying what Mark Garagos did, that we're going to prove who the murderer is. The defense never has to prove that. So that was not a smart thing that I think Dick should have said. However, Dick, don't forget, has used this civil system now to sue Becky Hill in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens up discovery that he can't get in a criminal case. So he's going to use a lot of discovery in his civil case to see if he can uncover through subpoena information that's relevant to his defense that this was a murder committed by others in connection with retaliation for Paul killing Mallory in the boat case. Now, look, you know, we've waited for this evidence to come forward. You know, if two people, you know, if there were two killers, one who used a shotgun and another used a high-powered rifle, they're the dumbest executioners I've ever seen. I don't know any executioners that come onto a Southern property in the dark of night without their own weapons. And the plan's going to be, I'll break into the house and I'm going to steal the weapons of the owner and then go kill the wife and the son. Now, executioners bring their own guns. But Dick is going to subpoena around the edges. Obviously, you can't subpoena and use the Freedom of Information Act against SLED to get their information. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of local law enforcement agencies and DNR and different things that maybe they would have a file that would show that there were threats made to Paul or the Murdaughs after Mallory's death. So I think it's advantage defense. And I say that even before the civil case, because the defense now knows how to retry the case. They're going to not make the same mistakes that they made before. And now they're going to have discovery from Becky's civil case that they could use. And, you know, the presentations could be different. One of the things is Alex probably won't testify in this second trial. Yeah. They'll go on the fact that the state hasn't proved guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. But here's the question. Can Alex's testimony be used against him if he takes the fifth? That's an interesting thing, because don't forget, he was already subject to cross-examination and mm-hmm. he testified under oath. So if he takes the fifth, our law says that you possibly can use his testimony against him. Remember, he said, I lied. I lied mm-hmm. about the kennel video and said it in front of the jury. So there's a lot of interesting pretrial rulings that are going to have to take place.
And that's another interesting thing about this case, is that was a bombshell in the original trial, because, oh my gosh, he's on the stand and last minute he's going up. And oh my God, he's telling you he lied about all this stuff. Oh,
he
my
lied to his
goodness.
Son, Tony.
I know, but the shock of that is gone.
What father lies to their only living child?
Well, I think we know the answer.
that I was actually there a minute and a half before they were killed, when I told you for 2 years I was sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. So, but will that land as strong as it did a second time with a new jury? Because the shock of it's gone. Obviously it's a new jury. Hopefully they don't know too much about the case. But the shock and awe is gone.
Do you want a juror that doesn't know anything about Alex Murdaugh? That's not a juror.
I think it's
going to
be an impossibility at this point.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
Yeah, yeah. But just to have
we want
a
somebody to just say, general knowledge. We don't want somebody that was a student of the case. But we don't want a David Souter like George Bush appointed to the Supreme Court that nobody knew anything about him in the 80s when he was appointed as Supreme Court Justice. He was a district court judge that didn't write any major opinions. And then when he got to the Supreme Court, nobody knew how he was going to rule. I mean, if I had a juror who said to me, a potential juror, Mr. Bland, I've never heard of the Alex Murdaugh case, I'd strike that juror, Tony. I don't want that juror, because there's something wrong with that juror.
Yeah, they're a little too under the rock to be able to give an objective opinion. But I do wonder about that. I do wonder about that being an element of the case that is gone. The surprise is
shocking.
Gone.
Is
there any shock left? I mean, is there anything that Poot's going to dig up here with the civil case? And I guess the question is this. How deep are they going to go in terms of a third-party culprit? Are we going to see them literally getting to an area where they're naming names or strongly insinuating people that are identifiable? Yeah. Or is it going to just be down to, well, this group over here has some animosity, so it could be any one of them?
It'll be general. Dick likes to lay smoke fires all in the courtroom and light a fire here and light a fire there. And he's a professional 44 caliber smoke screener. So he'll build a fire in this corner of that corner. Don't forget, Tony, They thought, the state thought, that Cousin Eddie was involved in the murder somehow. Mm-hmm. And Cousin Eddie is still charged for the roadside shooting. That has never, the roadside shooting that took mm-hmm. place 3 months after the murders,
yeah,
that has never been resolved. So for a while, the state wasn't even sure that it was just Alex. They had looked at Cousin Eddie. So, you know, I think what you're going to see from Dick is that he's going to focus very, very hard on the lack of real clear evidence. I don't think you're going to see him put up the guy that, you know, the coroner who, you know, felt the armpit and the temperature of the armpit mm-hmm. and could name the time of death. I don't think you're going to see the guy that said that the shooter was a 4 foot, 5 foot man, like the expert for all did. The guy had, you know, was yeah. an expert on ballistics and boating and gun trajectory, all that. I think they're going to be leaner.
Yeah.
I think the prosecution's going to be leaner. And you know, if it wasn't Alex, who was it? You know, why isn't, you know, somebody would have sold that information to the FBI over the last 3 years, Tony. Come on. If it was somebody yeah. else, somebody would have brokered that information. There's confidential informants everywhere.
You would think, you would certainly think if there was more than one person involved, I guess that how are they going to get it sold to the jury without the reasonable doubt part? Because that, even to me to this day, I'm still like, there could be a possibility here that there's other folks involved. I still think Alec was involved, regardless. I think But how do you avoid that reasonable part? Facts. Because there's a lot of places where it seems like Creighton could go, or that Poot could go.
Let me give you those facts. In 101 jailhouse phone calls, Alex never once screamed, "I'm innocent. What are people doing to try to find out the real killer? Why am I still in jail?" He talked about football. He talked about deer hunting. He never once screamed, "I'm innocent. What's being done?" Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock at night, when he comes home and supposedly finds Maggie and Paul dead, and he calls the police come. He doesn't have one stitch of blood or dirt on him. Tony, I can tell mm-hmm. you, if I came home and my wife, Renee, and my son, Davis, were on the ground dead, I would have squeezed them and screamed to the heavens, and I would have had their blood and their mud and their dirt all over my body. I wouldn't be clean, okay? I yeah. wouldn't have waited 40 minutes to call my only surviving son, Buster, and tell him that his mother and brother were killed and ask him to come home. Remember, Tony, if there are real killers out there and it wasn't Alex, why would he ever ask Buster to come home? Wouldn't you tell Buster, wherever you are, run to the police? There's killers out there that are trying mm-hmm. to kill our family.
Sure. Well, and the fact, too, there's no explanation from Alec, who totally contradicts himself of saying he went down there, he tried to turn his son over, he was active. I mean, and he has this white shirt on. That's not, even if you didn't kill them, what you just described them. Doing would put blood on you.
So, correct.
There's no explanation for that part.
He changed his clothes three times.
Yeah.
After 5 o'clock when he came home from work.
Yeah.
We know that he was wearing khakis and a blue shirt mm-hmm. at the Sunflower when he was with Paul in the golf cart yeah. on the Snapchat video. We know that he had a different outfit on when he was at the kennels mm-hmm. and then another outfit and when he went to his mother's and then came home. And then God knows what happened at the mother's house. You know, there's a lot of people that believe that the gun is buried in the back lawn mm-hmm. with his father.
That's an interesting thought. How are they going to, how is the prosecution going to fight off some of the other possible third party areas of this that may be brought in? Blanca has said, even on our show, I'm not sure if she said it in the trial, she had talked about there being another vehicle on the property that day that no one's ever talked about, that hasn't been identified. They don't know who was in it, or she says she doesn't know who was in it. Some of the tire tracks that were never looked
looked.
Right.
There's a lot of little weird, well, what was that? If it wasn't Alec, who was it? How is that going to be combated in trial to try and solidify that it was in fact Alec and to remove any bit of the reasonable doubt over here of, well, there is a lot of mystery things going on at Moselle that day.
There were, and a good defense lawyer will bring that up and let it hang in the air.
Yeah.
And then focus hard in your closing argument on that is enough for reasonable doubt. Remember, sure. You know, in a civil case, you've got to cross the 50-yard line. You cross the 50-yard line, you win. It's the preponderance of evidence standard. Beyond a reasonable doubt, though, prosecution's got to almost get in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And he raises a little bit of reasonable doubt that there was another car there. There were five different kinds of car tracks that mm-hmm. were fresh. And we looked at Alex's Yukon or whatever, the GMC long body, and Maggie's Mercedes and Paul's truck. And these tire tracks are different. That's mm-hmm. reasonable doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just the way, look, no crime scene is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Henry Lee, before he died, he finally admitted that, and he took liberties in some of his testimony. I don't know if you read about that. Before Dr. Henry Lee died, he said that, you know, he once famously said that, you know, you only get one chance at your credibility. And, you know, he took a lot of liberties that he finally admitted with evidence. And so here, the crime scene was trampled upon. They let family members on the crime scene go into the house and use the bathroom and use the sinks and the drains and all that. You know, no crime scene is perfect, but this crime scene was riddled with a lot of people that were walking around freely that shouldn't have been walking around.
Is it just, I mean, is this a case where any way you spin it, no matter how much horrible information comes out about Alec Murdaugh and what kind of a monster he is and the likelihood that he did this and everything that points to it, is there just too much in here where there always will be reasonable doubt?
Well, you can create doubt anywhere you want in a case. The question is it reasonable? Do you have to really stretch to create the doubt, or is it... It's got to be reasonable doubt, not just any doubt. And a good lawyer can create doubt. It's the best lawyers that create reasonable doubt. Look, for me, I'm not as invested in getting that murder conviction, although I don't want him to walk free of the murder charge. I believe that he is guilty of it. Remember, I battled the friends of Dick Harpootlian, whether it was Dershowitz or Garagos or Sarah Azeri, every single night of the trial, I was one of the few people that were out on TV saying, I think that they're proving their case and it's really good circumstantial evidence case. But there are a lot of people that feel that Alex is, that they, I respect people that say that there's reasonable doubt. I start to lose a little bit of respect when I hear that Alex is innocent.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see the argument for reason without a doubt. I think it's dishonest to say that there's not, but to say
that's why I think you're going to get a hung jury.
Yeah.
That's why I think you may get a hung jury.
Oh God. I wonder how many Alec Murdaugh trials we're going to get. It's a scary thought to think about. Eric Bland, defense attorney, Bland and Richter, as always, thank you for joining us. Check out Eric's podcast, Anything But Bland, and his social media, as well as Cup of Justice, which he co-hosts as well. A big thank you for joining us. Give us your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. The links are in the description. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more.
That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like your true crime like you like your coffee,
Red Handed is the podcast for you.
It's dark, intense, and might just keep you up all night.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Saruti. And every week on Red Handed, we break down a different fascinating case.
From the most recent US trials everyone is obsessing over, like Brendan Banfield, Karen Reed, and Ellen Greenberg,
to the most unbelievable stories from around the world, there's nothing we love more than digging into every detail of the cases we cover, getting beyond a basic analysis and cutting to the heart of the story.
Red Handed has over 400 episodes ready to binge right now.
Plus, be sure to check out our weekly sister show, Shorthand, where we unpack everything from the Black Death to Area 51.
If you're looking for smart, detailed true crime with personality, check out Red Handed wherever you get your podcasts.